Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you very much for being in class with us today. Daniel, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network at GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com. And you can listen to us if you'd like on Rents Radio, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. That's Jeff Rents's network. And then there's the Ron Gibson channel for many, many years, about a decade. Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N. He's on Odyssey and BitChute. Just search for Ron Gibson. And Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite. And telephone listen line from Global Star Radio Network, 605-615. 1-815, 605-615, 1-815, while we're live, which is between the hours of 9 a.m. to through 11 a.m. Central. Frank's with us, Frank Pacheco in Canada. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, how are you? So, two things I want to say before we start. First of all, we have new audience, new students to our class. Maybe you should explain what you mean by locked and cocked.
Oh, okay.
That is nothing referred to a gun.
Yeah, I mean a lot of things. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. So, I carry a 1911 style semi-automatic pistol.
Mm-hmm.
It's 45 ACP, so it's a 45 caliber, and it's called a 1911. That's the design. It came out around 1911, so it's over 100 years old in design. So it's tried and true. It's probably the most iconic pistol shape ever. And in order to fire that, I happen to have a couple of them. One of them is single action. One of them is double action. Single action is the traditional 1911. So if you're going to carry a round in the chamber ready to go, you have to pull the hammer back. And once you cock it, you can then put the safety on. Now it's locked. So cocked means the hammer's back. Locked means the safety is on. So that if you happen to squeeze that trigger, it won't go off. But in order to make it go off, you have to release the trigger. And you can do that with your thumb. So cocked and locked means you're ready to go. But it also, at USA Prepares, means we're prepared for everything. So it's kind of a universal description of we're prepared and we are ready. So, for example, cocked and locked means, let's say I'm going to get in my automobile, my truck. First thing I do before I get in is I walk all the way around it to make sure that there are no animals, shopping carts, flat tires, leaks, of coolant or engine oil or transmission fluid or differential fluid or brake fluid. Make sure the tires have, the proper amount of inflation. And you can look at them and see if they're flat. Right? So then when I get in the vehicle, I make sure that before I start it, I look around, make sure there's nothing out of the ordinary. And when I start the vehicle, I listen for sounds. And upon starting the vehicle, let's say I wait 15, 30 seconds for the engine to warm up. I check the fuel gauge. I look at the oil pressure gauge. I look at all the gauges because I'm not going to go anywhere if I don't have enough gasoline to get there. So cocked and locked means many, many things. It means looking both ways before you cross the street. It means if you're walking down the sidewalk and you see a gang of thugs coming toward you, It probably ought to cross the street. It means vacuuming out the coils under your refrigerator. It means making sure you don't drop the dishes in the dishwasher rack and you know, put a ding in it, and then it'll start rusting. And then you're somewhere between $135 and maybe $320 away from a new rack, you know, once it starts rusting. So it means a whole bunch of things, Frank.
Mm-hmm. No. You had that explanation once before, and I thought it was very interesting. So I figured since we have new students with the RANS radio network, and they're probably saying, what is this guy talking about, locked and cocked? Are we ready to be locked and cocked for another round of appliance servicing technicians? And like you said this week, if you don't learn something new today, ask for your refund.
Well, yeah, and if you want your refund class, just turn your radio over, and there's the 800 number on the bottom of your radio. Just dial that number and politely ask for a full refund for the amount that you paid for this class.
Oh, you're so funny. You could be a stand-up comedian. You know that, huh?
I don't think so. My knees would start knocking all over again. So. Frank, I had a quick question for you. And this deals with your line of work, gas. I'm talking about vapor gas installations. I bought a conversion kit, propane conversion kit for our son. Bought a high pressure washer. It's claimed to be 7 horsepower, but it's only 212 cc's, so it's really not 7 horsepower. But you know, it might be 5.5, 6, and so I found the engine type. It's a very common engine type. It's just 212 cc's. And they're made in lots of incarnations, like Harbor Freight has one, Honda has one, a whole bunch of different manufacturers that put their labels on them. And so I got this kit, and I was working on it yesterday. I'm all excited about it because I'm converting this high-pressure washer to propane. And I believe that I won't have anywhere near the maintenance issues. I won't have the ruined carburetors by the gasoline with alcohol in them. I won't have to change it, you know, replace the carburetor every year. This is going to be the kind of thing that should last as long, maybe, you know, 20 years, I would think, that the, you know, the machine will last. Have you ever heard of anybody doing that, a propane conversion on a single-cylinder gasoline engine for a high-pressure washer?
No, I haven't. I thought about it myself, not for so much my high-pressure washer, but for my grass-cutting machine, because I always think it would be nice to just have that little container in front of it and having a nice, clean, burning fuel instead of, a grass-cutting machine. Yeah. But unlike you, I never didn't follow through. Partly because I'm scared that I might kind of damage something. But, and I see, I guess with your knowledge of mechanics, you would know which one to buy. I'm sure there's different kinds, because I have actually looked at it. But when I looked at the internet, there's so many different kinds that is, oh my God, where do I even start? But I guess you knew, or maybe you can tell the class, how did you figure out which one you were going to use for your machine?
Sure. So you've got to get the right. If you're going to, there's a couple different ways of doing it. One is a regulator, and it's a larger regulator, and then there's an adapter plate that lets you use your existing carburetor, and it feeds propane into the engine right where the carburetor is, with some rubber hose. That's about $130. There's another way of doing it, which is considered dual fuel, which would let you run gasoline or propane through a replacement carburetor. And I bought one for about $30, actually, I think $28 plus tax. And eBay, that's a thing that bothers me about eBay. This is for farm use, and I should not be paying tax. But eBay's extracting tax by charging everyone tax, whether you need to pay it or not. That's another issue for another class. But so about around $30. And so it came with the carburetor, and it came with the a small regulator. And all I have to do is take the old carburetor off, put the new carburetor on. So I had to find the right engine. And I looked on eBay for what do these propane conversion kits with the carburetor and the regulator fit. And I found that my engine that I was working on is a clone of a Honda, and I found the Honda part number for their engine. It's a 212cc engine, and it said that it fit, and you know what? It did. Mm-hmm. So I based it on the engine, because you can't really base it on whether you have a Toro or an MTM or a Craftsman or, you know, a pressure washer. So, and here's another thing about pressure washers, Frank. They have like a little engine, kind of like a gasoline engine with a crankshaft and pistons. And they need lubrication. So there's a crankcase at the pump part of the high pressure washer. And typically, there's a drain plug and a fill plug. So if you have one of these, Class, you might want to check and see if you have the right amount of lubricating oil in your pressure washer pump. So the pump is attached to the engine. I'm not talking about the engine. I'm talking about the pump that's attached to the engine. So it needs to be lubricated. So you can look look it up and find out, you know, find your model number on the data plate of your high pressure washer, and then look up the manual, and you'll see what kind of lubricating oil it might use. And it might use 20W40, or it might use 30. So look that up. And that's different. It'll use a different oil from what the engine uses. Okay? So I'm looking forward to that, Frank. Oh, and here's a thing. If you go to Facebook Marketplace and you look up high pressure washers, you'll see the same thing on all of them. Works great except the pump leaks. Works great except the pump doesn't work. Works great except it needs a new pump. What happens is people leave water. You know, they're done with the pressure washer. They put it in the garage, or they put it in the barn, they put it in the shed, or they leave it in the backyard. Whatever they do with it, and they freeze, the water inside the pressure washer pump freezes and cracks the pressure washer pump. So then you're going to need a new $150 pump or more. So the word to the wise is what we do with our pressure washers is, you know, when we use the gasoline one, only put enough fuel in it so that we can run it out of fuel, and or put a fuel shutoff in the line between the tank and the carburetor. And then you can run it out of fuel. But it's important to make sure you have water in the pressure washer with the air purged out of it, and have no dirt in that garden hose that you hook up to the pressure washer to supply the water to the pressure washer. Make sure there's no dirt in that hose. So flush the hose out in case there are any mud wasps or dirt or mud in that garden hose. And make sure you fill the pressure washer pump with water before you start the engine. And what we do is fill it up, hook up, you know, all the hoses, including the pressure wand and pressure hose and the garden hose, and make sure water comes out of the nozzle before we start the engine. Okay, that way the pump has some lubrication from the lubricating oil and from the water. Okay, that's the way we do it. And then when we're done using the pressure washer, when we run it out of water, we shut off the engine and disconnect the hose, drain the hose, and let the water drip out of the pump of the pressure washer. That way, if it's going to freeze, it won't crack the pump.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do.
Great information. Very much like your dishwasher, and especially now with March break here in Canada, if any of our Canadian students are listening, you're going to go away, you're going to let your dishwasher, there's probably a quarter of an inch of water in the bottom of the dishwasher. It's always there to make sure that that seal gets lubricated, but by the time you come back, that water would have disappeared. And so the idea there is put some water in that dishwasher before you actually start.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, Digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I just want to share a real quick story with you. A couple decades ago, Mrs. Finelli and I were going past a Sears store. It was a small one, and it was out of state, and they had a big sale. They were going to close the store. So we went in, and they had a dishwasher. It was $750. It was Kenmore's Best, and it was reduced to about $500. And so I bought it. It was the floor model. And so they took it out of the cabinet, and they put it in our vehicle, and off we went with it. And then I installed it in our Virginia house, and it leaked all over the floor. And so I called up Sears, and I said, it's leaking all over the floor. It's brand new. And they said, okay, we'll send a guy out. The guy came out, and he said, it's the tub. I said, okay. And they said, but, you know, if it's an installation problem, we're going to charge you to come out there. And I said, that's fine. It's not an installation problem. It's the dishwasher. So they came back about a week later, put the tub in. And it worked okay. And then the control board failed. And this thing was problematic. Like every couple of weeks, it would start leaking on the floor. They couldn't stop it. The control board wouldn't work right. And it was one that you could program. A big mistake. That's why I don't like sophisticated electronics. So here's the bottom line of this story. Sears said, bring it back to where you got it. I said, y'all closed the store. I would bring it back. But the store's gone. It's not there anymore. So I brought it to one in Lynchburg, a big Sears store, and I called the manager. to get his approval to bring it back. And he said, well, bring it in. We'll take a look at it. Or no, come on in. We're having a big sale on dishwashers. I said, okay, that sounds great. So I got my my hand truck, and I put the dishwasher on the hand truck. And I came in the door, and it dripped all the way down the main aisle, all the way to the intersection of televisions and appliances. It dripped all the way down there. Water all over the floor. And I left it in the middle of the intersection. And then I asked for Art, the manager, and the manager came over and he put his arm around me. He said, well, yeah, it's great. I was talking to you on the phone. Now let's move this into the light. He moved me into the back corner of the store where he couldn't see anything. Customers couldn't see me. It was like I wasn't there. So he was really embarrassed that I left this dishwasher in the middle of the intersection. Okay, I mean, everybody saw it. I mean, it really stuck out like a sore thumb. And so he finally said, okay, what do you want? I said, I'd like a replacement. And he said, okay, pick one. And the, you know, the nicest one that they had that was mechanical was $347. He said, fine, we're good. I said, no, we're not good. I paid $500, not $347. He said, I'm not going to give you a refund. I said, okay, I'll take two dishwashers. So I got two of them, one for my mom and dad and one for me. And you know what? The front panel fell off both of them within a week of each other, you know, like a couple years later. What I'm saying is, class, I'm saying a whole bunch of things. If you want to get the attention of the store, that's a great way to do it. And the other thing is, if you think you're the only one who has a problem with a product, that's not true. I mean,
no.
Both front panels, you know, were glued on, and the glue, you know, I guess it was supposed to last a couple years, and it did. And then the front panel fell off. Frank, are you seeing the same kind of things, problems with manufactured products, where you see again and again the same exact problem but in different houses, and the owner doesn't realize
it? Especially with my warranty business up here, where you see for example, dryers with the back bearings. I've already done two of them, which is, and it's the same make, same model. So obviously there's something wrong when the manufacturer designed, and I don't know how they decide that this bearing and this thing should be this size. Because, I mean, you're doing quite a bit of load, quite a bit of, especially with towels. Yeah. No, I heard Kathy's class on Thursday about glass breaking. I've had two ovens that the class have broken. So, yeah. It happens. Yeah. And it's, seems to be a weak point in every appliance, to be honest with you, and you just have to deal with it accordingly.
Well, you know, the things I read on Facebook, I really don't like Facebook for you know, the look at me, you know, posts that people put on there. That's not why I go there. I go there to see trends. And what I'm seeing is exactly what you're saying about the bearings of dryers. And people will say, works great on small loads. Larger loads, noisy.
Noise.
I think it, and then they say, I think it's the bearing, but I don't know. Probably an easy fix. And probably what they mean is it'll cost more to fix it than they think it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And these are like 2-3-4-year-old dryers.
Absolutely. Right? That's exactly how they are.
Yep. Frank and I will be right back. We're going to be talking about appliances. And I do have a question
get
about
healthy,
hot water
not
heaters.
High with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah. USA News Update. Former President Trump's top two picks will take over leadership for the Republican National Committee.
Michael Whatley, the chairman of the North Carolina GOP, has assumed the role of chair for the Republican National Committee. He succeeds Ronna McDaniel, who stepped down from that position. Laura Trump has been appointed as the RNC's new co-chair.
USA's John Schaefer. Two Ohio women are facing charges for purportedly transporting the deceased body of their male roommate to the bank to break into his bank account. This happened about a week ago. The deceased individual, Douglas Lehman, also resided in Ashtabula, Ohio, where the incident unfolded. Frosty conditions in the south as Atlanta and Birmingham are being hit with frost and freeze warnings. Red flag and fire weather alerts cover the plain states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the season,
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Frank's with us. Frank Pacheco in Canada. We're talking about appliances. I just want to let you know that we had been trying to get Dr. Norm Shealy for today, and we've been unable to reach him. So I don't think anything's wrong. I just We just can't get them on the phone. So maybe next week. And I wanted to mention about that $500 dishwasher class that was $500 even. And they had a $347 one. That was the one I thought we should replace it with. And just a plain, mechanical, nothing fancy dishwasher. And so that was on sale for $347. And the store was saying that they would let me have a $347 replacement dishwasher for a $500 defective one, and that didn't set well with me. So what I said was, I'll take two, and I paid the $153 difference because I was not going to walk away leaving them with $153. So I ended up with two dishwashers. I guess that's the point I was trying to make.
Did you have any problems doing that deal with Sears?
Well, you know, I backed him into a corner. See, I used to work for Sears. One of the first jobs I had in high school was working for Sears Roebuck and Company. And there was a sign over the door that said, this is like 1970.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
or your money back.
So
I said, I played Columbo, and I said to the store manager, I was kind of scratching my head figuratively and partially literally, and I said, well, let's go outside. I want to look over the front door because I think it says satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. And the store manager said, well, wait a minute. That's a long time ago. And I said, I think it still says that. And I said, I used to work for Sears. And I told him what it really meant. That it really meant satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. And he said, well, we don't work for the customers. This is the store manager, the top guy, telling me we don't work for the customers here at Sears. We work for the shareholders. We work for the shareholders, and our responsibility is to them, not to the customers. And I said, that's what's wrong with Sears. That's what's wrong. So they forgot that customers are the reason why they are in business. It's not for the shareholders. The shareholders are the owners, but the real reason for being in business was the customers. They forgot that, and they blew up their own store. I mean, all of Sears forgot about the customers, and they blew themselves up.
Yes. Yes. I, too, worked for Sears many, many years ago. I used to subcontract their appliance repairs and heating and air conditioning installations. And that's why I was asking you the experience that you have, because I had a great experience. That was obviously in a different department, the service department, installation department, but they would bend backwards to help my customers, provided obviously I had a good cause for whatever I was installing. But I did like their Mastercraft tools, Vince. And I must say, I don't know where, obviously in Canada, they're no longer around. I don't know how many stores are still open in the United States, but they did have, in my mind, from my perspective, a great service department. They were like up to, as a service guy, you would go in there, you would read the problem, you would go to the customer's house with that part to repair, which is unheard of today. So a good point for it, Sears.
That's exactly right. And I was a mechanic working across the parking lot in the automotive service center. And, I would go in, if I needed a tool, I would go walk across the parking lot and get the tool. It would be charged to the mechanic shop, the automotive repair center. And they had under the counter a whole box of ratchets, all different kinds. And what would happen is when the employees were not busy working with customers at the register, some of the guys would repair the ratchets. They had ratchet repair kits. So if you brought a Sears Craftsman ratchet and it broke, you'd bring it in and they'd hand you another one. Okay?
That's right.
And hand you another one, no questions asked. And then they would repair the ratchets with the ratchet repair kit. So they had they would take them in, fix them, put them in the box, and they'd be ready for the next customer. So sometimes you didn't get a brand new ratchet. Sometimes you got a used ratchet that was just as good or better than the one that you brought in. And it was great. But that they're no longer here. Sears is gone. It's been destroyed from internal greed and external greed. It's very, very sad. It really is, Frank, because I had a I bought an old Victorian house built around 1890, and I wanted to put a new heating system in it. So I went to Sears, and there was, you know, a sample of a forced air heating system. I thought, well, I'll just have Sears, you know, get a quote from them. I got a quote. I said, okay, great. Would you, you know, can I buy that? Yep. And the guys came out, two guys came out. They took the old one out. They put the new one in. First class job. Absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. So, and you knew that even though it was subcontracted with an expert like Frank, you knew that Sears was standing behind it. So
that's
it
right.
Wasn't like there was no risk. No, Sears took the risk out of every single purchase.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes. And I totally enjoy working from them until one day I drive home and Sears is closing their doors. And I had just come from one of their service meetings. So that's how fast it happened here in Canada. But Vince, one of the things that I did a lot for Sears was installing carburetors about 30, 40 years ago. And they were very popular then. Obviously, as we talked last week, I don't believe in them anymore because of so many different things. And as you said, Kat was wondering about a carburetor. I mean, if you have a septic system, for sure, I would not recommend a carburetor. As a matter of fact, here in Canada, there's areas that you are not allowed to have a carburetor, period, because of what they do to our sewer systems. So,
But
unfortunately or fortunately, some of our students will still have them, and they believe in them. And, I mean, it is what it is, I guess, to a certain extent. Once they break down, try to find a different way of dealing with your garbage. I call them carburetors. Garbage disposable is another thing. So what I would like to do is just kind of highlight some of the problems that you can have with a carburetor, if that's okay with you.
That sounds great. And Frank, my concern is there's always something that gets stuck in there. It's 100% guaranteed. And then the natural reaction is, or reflex is, put your hand down there, which is nuts.
Yes.
Which is because you can see what it can do to a chicken bone. Even, you know. So, yeah, don't put your hand down there. But, yes,
no.
Please tell us, Frank.
Yes, please. So obviously, as Vince says, they do get stuck a lot. So, and one of the things that happens, because they do get stuck a lot and because they can easily burn a motor, they do have a safety kind of fuse link in the bottom, which is usually red. And it could be on the bottom, could be on the side. It depends what it is. Look for something that they usually are red. And if that popped out, then there's a good chance that something got stuck in it and the current on that motor went way high and caused that little fuse to break out. So what do you do? Well, you know you have a problem. Don't try it to start it again. Realize you have a problem. Do not put your hands inside. However, my recommendation, and if anybody has a crowbar, and borrow another crowbar, and this thing has worked for me for many, many years, about a 2 feet crowbar, 3 would be even better, and borrow your neighbor's crowbar, and with 2 crowbars going from the top fence and kind of hitting it against the cutting wheels on the bottom, depending how you look at it, and try to see if you can move that wheel around. And you'll find with a flashlight, which I use, that, oh my, how did that paperclip get in there? Kathy, Mrs. Pacheco. Well, I don't know. I don't use paperclips. And she would say, you're the one who has the papers. But it's very common for that to happen, Vince.
Yeah, and what I've seen is people putting bones in there because it grinds. We're talking about garbage disposals. There's a brand called InSinkErator. InSinkErator. And they came with a little wrench, Frank, so that you could turn without the crowbars. But I think people look at that wrench and say, I don't know what this is. We'll just throw that out. But that's the wrench to unstick the, you know, the T-bones, the chicken bones, and the paper clips, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did come. Some of them did, but not all of them. Yeah. But
and so the bottom line with why it doesn't make sense is it's a big hole in the bottom of your sink, and it's really easy for forks and spoons and pretty much anything can get in there and jam up the motor and the grinding tabs with the garbage disposal. So if you don't have one, you only have these four little holes with around a circle, maybe the size of a silver dollar, at the bottom of a strainer basket, and a center hole, and not much can get down there. A wedding ring can't get down there. Your hand can't get down there to get chewed up. So I think peas. If you have peas on a plate and they'll get stuck in a standard sink basket, it works fine to get out the food, and you won't have the problems. But what, Frank, you're talking about the circuit breaker with the garbage disposal. So
that's right.
Motor overload trips the circuit breaker. It's a little red button. It pops out. You push it back in, and maybe it'll work. But it was caused by something. Something overloaded the current to the motor.
That's right.
So you want to find out what that was. Loosen it.
That's right. Before you start overing again, because you got lucky the first time around, that circuit breaker had made it and saved your motor. The second time around, you may be smelling some sort of burnt motor. So that's why it's always nice to have that. I was trying to figure out how many people actually still believe and use carburetors. I didn't find it, but the other misconception, and obviously if you have a carburetor for a number of years, you'd probably know this. If you have decided for whatever reason that you bought yourself a carburetor, and if you didn't read the instructions, most people think that, okay, I'm going to put whatever it is from the kitchen things inside here, and obviously I'm going to put hot water to make this flow easy, like if there's grease and so on, and you think, oh, hot water will kind of melt the grease, make it a bit softer, and this therefore will flow through the system. Well, that is the absolutely wrong thing to do. You do not want to add hot water to your carburetor, garbage disposer. You want to actually add cold water, because you don't want that fatty parts from your food to turn into a liquidish stuff that will get then plugged up in your plumbing system. So,
Frank, when someone calls you for a repair of a garbage disposal unit and you know that the motor's burned out, it's not repairable, do you recommend that they put a new one in, or do you recommend that they replace it with a good old-fashioned drain tailpipe and strainer basket?
Well, when we come back, we'll talk about that. Yep.
Sounds great. Frank's with us. We're talking about appliances today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Frank Pacheco's with us, and we're talking about garbage disposal in your kitchen sink. And my question for Frank was, if you find one where the motor is just beyond repair, do you replace it with another one, or do you recommend to your customer that, well, you know what, let's take that thing out and let's go back to what a normal sink was like before garbage disposal? Frank, back to you.
Okay, the question basically, Vince, is in my goings out and with the highlights of the environment. I'm sorry, my phone is ringing here. I'm okay, stop now. With the emphasis in the environment, sometimes I actually feel when I go and look at a carburetor that some of our students are a bit embarrassed that they still have this thing in the bottom of their sink. My feeling is that they probably would like to have taken it out many, many years ago, and they've probably been given a quote that was a little bit not reasonable for them to do that. So they probably think, well, probably best that maybe repair it. But the truth of the matter, Vince, is for our students out there, it doesn't have to be that expensive to remove a carburetor and go back to the old system. There are a lot of kits available, and I carry myself a sink kit. It's a little kit that will have the everything that you need to remove that carburetor and put it into back to the ordinary plumbing system of a sink. So that's the way I recommend. Now, obviously, there's someone that still believe in them, and then it's up to them. I obviously I can't decide what people want to do or not want to do. In that case, we will talk more a little bit more about defense. But in my from my feeling is there are quite a number of people that are actually guilty of having these things in their houses.
Mm-hmm. Frank, for people who are in the position of having to replace one, they're rated in, they're different manufacturers, they're different horsepower ratings, like a third of a horsepower, half a horsepower, three quarters of a horsepower, one horsepower. Some are even rated like a one and a quarter horsepower. What are your thoughts about what size to get? And is there a difference in the construction of the ruggedness of a higher horsepower model as compared to a lower horsepower model? Does it make a difference? Should you save the money and get the lower horsepower? Or are you wasting money because it will need to be replaced sooner?
Yeah, that's a hard one, Vince, because I don't know their needs specifically. The way that I deal with my customers is I would look at the horsepower. I would say, are you happy with have? I would find out how long they've had. I mean, if they've had this for 2-3 years and now the motor is gone, obviously the horsepower that they have is not the right one. So I'd recommend the next size up. But it's one of those things where many factors there will fit the sink that they have, and so on and so forth. So you know, and then of course, if they had one, it's been for there for 15, 20 years. Then if it was if it worked for them, then I would recommend the same horsepower. And unlike a stove, which we've talked about, get a self cleaning stove because the insulation factor is that much greater. You're not buying the stove because if it's self-cleaning feature, you're buying the stove because it's going to be a bit more insulated, so you're going to save on energy by having that. But a carburetor, I don't see, like, obviously, the greater the horsepower, the more rugged it will be, but then you're also paying a bit more for it. So that's the way that I've approached that situation.
When I've replaced them in the past, what I've done is I try to find the exact configuration. So the only brand that I've had experience, well, I might have had experience with Waste King and InSinkErator. I guess those are the two. InSinkErator.
Yeah,
and I really like the, if I were going to have one, I'd want the InSinkErator only because of my past experience a couple decades ago with it. And it was easy to install. It fit. Everything was pretty darn good. Frank, is there a brand that you like if you were going to put one in?
There isn't, Vince. I kind of let the customer decide and go and buy. It's one that it becomes a kind of personal thing. I will tell them what they have there and if they're happy and if it's still available, for sure. But no, one of the things about being in the service industry, and when people say, what should I buy? My two things is this: buy cheap, buy often.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can recommend anything, and in 2 years, you're going to have a problem. It's going to come back to me. So buy cheap, buy often. And then I try to persuade them, let them know that it takes two people to take an old appliance out and want to bring it in. So if I can repair that for a certain amount of money, that's a little bit cheaper than a new one, which you will be. And if it's repairable, then let's try to fix it.
Yeah, Frank and I will be right back. We're talking about appliances today and 5-Minute University lessons.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.